USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Another holiday weekend has arrived with yet another warning from public health experts. If you haven't been vaccinated, Dr. Ashish Jadd from Brown University told ABC you shouldn't gather or travel for Easter.
If you need to travel and you've been vaccinated, I think that's pretty reasonable. But I would cut out unnecessary travel and I would hold off if you've not been vaccinated.
He also said,
this is probably the last holiday weekend where it's not going to be safe for unvaccinated people to mingle together.
The CDC said that vaccinated Americans can resume traveling domestically and internationally with a low risk of exposure to COVID-19 as long as they wear masks in public. Federal officials are still discouraging people from traveling even after vaccination. The updated guidance doesn't apply to unvaccinated people. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You could save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A man accused of opening fire at a Southern California business complex, killing 4 people, including a child, and injuring 3 others, has now been charged with 4 counts of murder and could face the death penalty, according to prosecutors. The Orange County District Attorney's Office says Aminadab Gonzalez faces 4 felony counts of murder and 1 felony count of attempted murder. Also, 2 felony counts of attempted murder of a police officer. Orange police said Gonzalez knew the victims, locked the gates to the business complex before opening fire inside a business, which was called Unified Homes. The police fired on him through the gates and subdued him before using bolt cutters to break the bike locks and access the scene. It's back to the drawing board on Iran's nuclear program. The State Department is announcing that talks will resume, but they say the U.S. and Iran won't talk directly at this point. They're scheduled to be held on Tuesday in Vienna, Austria. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Rebecca Roberts got pregnant last year and found out weeks later she was pregnant again. 2 babies conceived 3 weeks apart yet born in the same day, just 2 minutes apart in September. Roberts tells British media she had what doctors call a superfetation pregnancy, a rarity.
We are the 14th case documented, which is fantastic. We love it. We love having special twins. They are very special.
The 39-year-old Roberts believes fertility drugs may be responsible for the superfetation. Noah, conceived first, weighs over 2 pounds heavier than sister Rosalie. Mom and dad are documenting the twins' developments on Instagram at roberts.supertwins. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
The IRS says if you haven't received it yet, don't worry. Stimulus payments are on the way. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Relief payments from President Biden's American Rescue Plan went out Friday to some people collecting Social Security and other federal benefits. The IRS saying the payments are directed at those who didn't file 2019 or 2020 income tax returns and didn't use the non-filers tool last year. They will go to Social Security retirement, survivor, or disability supplemental security income, and Railroad Retirement Board beneficiaries. The IRS saying most payments will be sent electronically and received by April 7th. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.